It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 25th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Silicon Valley companies sure know how to use silicon for profit. They're also very accomplished at keeping their tax bills way down. For those of you who spent this past winter weekend getting a jump on your taxes, consider this. An investigative reporter in Northern California has been doing some digging and calculating how much some big technology companies have saved in U.S. taxes by stashing a chunk of their profits overseas. The reporter is Matt Drange with the Center for Investigative Reporting.
It's pretty simple. So a lot of the companies that are based here in the Valley have foreign subsidiaries, in Bermuda, in Ireland, the Cayman Islands, all over the world. And if they decide for tax purposes that some of their assets are deemed permanently reinvested, is the jargon word, overseas, they don't have to pay any U.S. taxes on that money until they bring it back to the U.S.
You could look at it different ways, right? How much did they save or how much did the U.S. Treasury lose?
Right, you can. And there's a couple different estimates. Not all the companies actually report in their SEC filings how much the U.S. Treasury would gain if they were to bring this money back. So of the 50 that we looked at, only 17 reported that. And of those 17, that amounted to about $26 billion that the U.S. Treasury would get tomorrow, theoretically, if that money was brought back at the full federal tax rate, which is 35%.
Well, what are we talking about? Big companies like HP, Apple, who?
So Apple and Cisco, for example, both have more than $40 billion of that asset category. And then, Google's got about $25 billion. That number has actually increased to about $33 billion in the last couple weeks when they filed their updated SEC filing. Then Oracle and Intel both have more than $14 billion permanently reinvested overseas.
Now, when something very similar to this came up involving Google in Great Britain, Google's chairman Eric Schmidt was quoted as saying that he was very proud of the company's tax structure in Europe and that taking efforts to lower its tax payments were just, quote, capitalism.
Right.
But others think this is an important public policy issue that needs to be considered.
Yeah, there are a couple Congress members here. Carl Levin in Michigan is one, and there's also Bernie Sanders in Vermont have sort of been big on this issue. And Sanders actually recently introduced legislation that would eliminate companies' ability to defer these taxes indefinitely. And instead, what would happen if that were to pass is that companies would actually pay taxes on the money they earn when they earn it and not be able to defer it into the future.
When you reached out to some of the companies, you got no commented, but what happened when you talked to some of the accounting companies that prepare taxes for Silicon Valley companies?
So the big ones are, PwC, Ernst & Young, and I didn't really get any comment from those companies on the record, but I got some former employees who said, this is all perfectly legal, no one's disputing that, but maybe some folks in Congress, like Carl Levin, ought to fix these loopholes.
Matt Drange, Center for Investigative Reporting, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to creative people and creative solutions at powerofideas.org.
North Korea this week is expected to turn on fast internet service through mobile phones. If it's a sign the totalitarian state is turning outward, it's not much of one. The 3G service will be available to visiting foreigners, but not to regular North Korean residents. And a TED Talk just got posted. Miguel Nicolilis at Duke University speaking about a monkey that controls a robot with its thoughts. Huh. I suppose that's better than the other way around, right? A link's at marketplacetech.org. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.